Ake ngilfundise lenkosi singakaqhubeki.
Let us read the Lord's word before we continue.
KuMatthewu isahluko sesikhombisa ivesi lamashumi amabili nane.
Matthew 7 verse
24. Ilona lo ozwa amazwi ami awenze awagcine kuzo uzoba njengomuntu owakhe indlu yakhe phezu kwedwala.
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
Imvula yeza, nekhukhula zeza, nomoya waphephetha, kodwa indlu ayiwanga ngokuba ibikwakhelwe edwaleni.
The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock.
Umuntu unjengomuntu obakhe indlu yakhe phezu kwedwala. Imvula yehla nekhukhula nemoya yashaya endlini uma ingakhelwanga edwaleni izokuwa.
And a person who does not put these words into practice is like somebody who built his house on the sand. The rains came down, the streams rose, the winds blew, and if that house was not built on the rock, it will fall.
Ngethemba ukuthi nizwile abantu bazwi abaningi bazwile ngabantu abafe abadilikelwa izindlu zabo.
Now I'm sure you must have heard about many people whose houses were destroyed in a storm.
Ikakhulu eKapa.
Especially down there in the Cape.
Kwasha nezindlu. Kwadilika nezindlu eyiningi.
There were houses destroyed in a storm and also houses destroyed by fire.
Izindlu zabo zadilikelwa.
Their houses collapsed.
Zadilika. USolomoni wayakha indlu kodwa ngenxa yokuthi wachezuka waphuma endleleni wasuka wathanda abesifazana abaningi wadilikela okuningi.
And Solomon built a house, but because his heart was drawn after foreign wives, a lot of that which he built up then collapsed.
Wazakha izindlu eziningi.
He had built many houses.
Encwadini yokuqala kwabaseKorinta yesithathu uthi lithi izwi ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngabeka isekelo. Ilona lo aqaphelisisa ukuthi wakhe kanjani.
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, there from verse 10, Paul says, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, but each one should be careful how he builds.
Utwakile yena kodwa wakhe njengomuntu ohlakaniphile.
He said that he built it like a wise person.
Angazi ukuthi kuyezwakala yini.
I don't know if that is clear to you.
Empeleni ke uma sinendlebe yokuzwa sizwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini bekufanele ukuthi sibusiseke ngalokho uNkulunkulu asenzele kona.
If we had an ear to hear, we ought to be blessed by that which we've heard.
Nani bazali bekufanele ukuthi nibusiseke ngengane zenu nengane zenu sibusiseke ngani.
And with you parents, you ought to be blessed because of your children, and your children ought to be blessed because of you.
Noma ingane zakho seyikhulile, ungayiletha nazo zibusiseke ngeyibusiso ezitholwa yinina.
And even if your children have grown up, they ought to come and they ought to experience of that blessing that you have experienced and share in it.
Angazi ukuthi kuyazwakala yini kubi uma umuntu ezwa kodwa angezwisisi kungangeni endlebeni.
I don't know if you grasp that, because it's terrible if a person hears but he doesn't grasp.
O Solomoni, uNkulunkulu wambusisa ngebusisa iningi. Kodwa wabuya wayishiya indlela wahlangana nabantu base Moab nabase Amonite nabase Edomite abase Sidonia namahetite ehlangana namakhosikazi amaningi namanye angakholwa alahle indlela.
Now Solomon was richly blessed, abundantly blessed, but then he forsook the right way and he got married to Ammonite, Hittite, and even other types, all those nations that God had forbidden. He got married to such wives.
Kusho ukuthi ke ngamafushane nje ngiyathanda ukuba nibusiseke kanye nengane zenu zibusiseke. Ingane zenu zibone ukuthi hayi abazali bami njengokuba behlangana noJesu bemphilela uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu babusisile.
My bliss, my desire is that parents, your children would be blessed because of you having met with the Lord Jesus, that they will see you are blessed and that they share in that blessing.
Bese nithole njengoba sengishilo ukuthi ngikhulume nomalume ngeyitshalo ukuba ezingatshalwa ekhaya nithole ukwatapheya omkhulu omningi futhi omnandi futhi.
And just in a practical way, as I already mentioned, that you come and we speak to Dietmar and we hear about those seedlings and that you can go and plant that and do something practical, that there will be even the blessing flowing from that, that you'll have an abundance in that manner. The Bible is full of promises.
Abantu basezweni ibona abasweleyo, abantu abasezweni ibona bangenakho, kodwa thina esilandela uNkulunkulu kuninga senzele kona.
Now those who are out in the world, those who are unbelievers, Well, I can understand if they are in need, if they lack. But we who have come to the Lord, we have experienced such an abundance.
Kusho ukuthi nina bazali eni nezingane ningayiletha sikhulume nazo hlangane sihlele ukuthi bangahamba ngaluphi usuku abanye bangashayele Flestart abanye bashayele ePitoli kuningi asifani nabantu abasweleyo thina.
And so, as I said, bring your children, let's arrange, let's see what can be done, and maybe some can even go as far as the Free State or Pretoria. There is so much.
UNkulunkulu usibusise ngezindlela eziningi.
God has blessed us in many ways.
Kusho ukuthi ke nina nisweleyo ningeza sikhulume sibone ukuthi kungenziwa kanjani.
And so if you are in need, let us speak. Let's see how you can be helped.
Kuyezwakala na?
Do you hear that?
Kuyezwakala. Ngizojabula ke. Uma nizwa ningabi neingane ezihluphekile ezingenakho kanti bekufanele ukuthi zibe nakho. Zimbonge uNkulunkulu ngalokho abenzele kona.
And so it shouldn't be that anybody is in need and lacks, but that we would be able to thank the Lord for his blessings.
Ngiyabonga ke uma kuzwakale.
I would be grateful if you grasp that.
Niswele ayi ukuthi nibe ngabantu abangaswele. Uma ingane zisencane kakhulu zisancela, ngiyakubona lokho. Kodwa uma sezikhula khulile zingatholi ibusiso zisizakale ngani. Zibone ukuthi awu uNkulunkulu kwasibusisa ngomama nangobaba.
Well, it's obviously, if a child is still very small, that's a different story. But I would like your older children to experience that because of our parents having come to the Lord and being blessed, that we too are blessed.
Kusho ukuthi ke, ngiyacela ke, ngicelele ingane zenu, ezingakahambi ngebhanoyi, ezithanda ukuhamba ngebhanoyi, zindize, zisuke zindize, zithole ibusiso.
And so even in that, those children who haven't experienced flying, that they'll get that opportunity.
Hayi ukuthi ingane zenu ziswele ngani. Ingani nina nisebenzele iNkosi.
It shouldn't be.
Kufanele ukuthi nibe ngcono kunalabo abangayisebenzeli iNkosi.
It shouldn't be that if you serve the Lord, that you are worse off than the others who don't serve Him.
Ngakho ke ngiyanimema ukuba nifike niyokhuluma, ningakhuluma nami, nikhulume nezinye izisebenzi ukuba nihlelelwe ukuba ingane zenu zingafani nezinye ingane zithole ibusiso.
So please come and speak to me or to the other co-workers that your children would not be like the other children, but that they will receive a blessing.
nebusiso zehle ezulwini zehlele bona ngoba nina bazali nasuka namlandela uJesu namphile uJesu.
And that blessings will descend from heaven because you parents decided to follow the Lord Jesus.
Manje ngokunquma ikwenu ukuthi ngizophilela inkosi, ngizothola ibusiso, nengane zenu zibusiseke ngani.
And because of your decision that you took to follow the Lord Jesus, that you would be blessed as well as your offspring.
Kuningi ke ongashiwe sfunde ePhayibhelini, kodwa namhlanje bengithi ngizokusho lokho nje.
Now there's much more that we can elaborate on this from the Bible, but that is what I wanted to share with you this morning.
Musani ukuphila kube ngathi nizi cela nkobe ngenxa yokuthi animphilele uNkulunkulu.
Now don't continue living like beggars due to the fact that you don't serve the Lord.
Kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu anganibusisa njengokuba ebusisa abanye.
And so God can bless you as he has blessed others.
Manje kukhona umfowethu la uthi kukhona okubekekile enhlizweni yakhe athanda ukusho.
We have a brother or father here who has something on his heart.
Last night something came to me and I think I might be guilty if I don't share.
Ukhona kumfikele ebusuku ubona ukuthi uyoba nephutha mangabe engasicobeleli.
Because it goes with that with which Uncle Oda has just spoken about.
Ngoba khambisana ncinishi nalokho babamfundisi asanda kusicobelela khona.
Now just to get to the point, we serve the Lord Jesus.
Uma ngiqonda nje ephuzwini sikhonza inkosi thina.
The Lord Jesus is perfectly good.
Yena akanasici ndawo uphelele.
He loves us perfectly.
Futhi uthando lwakhe asithanda ngalo luphelele.
He's got everything perfectly in control.
Yonke into uyibambe isesandleni sakhe ngokupheleleyo.
And that's how he wants us to know him.
Ingakho ethanda ukuba simazi yena.
And it doesn't just come because we are clever. It comes by revelation.
Akuzi nje ngoba sihlakaniphile ngeke lokho budlelwane vele buyiqhamukele kanjalo nje.
The natural thing of the human being is that we are worried and we try, we think we must do something to help ourselves, not to get into trouble, not to get into poverty.
Imvelo yomuntu injalo ilaphe kuthenini kumele ukuthi ayizamele abone ukuthi uzophila kanjani ukuze angahlupheki.
This week I received some phone calls from somebody who was in a town and he was looking for work and he couldn't get work.
Kulelisonto ngithola ucingo lo munye obekwelinye idolobha obefuna umsebenzi engawutholi.
For 4 days he slept in the bushes.
Insuku ezine elele ehlathini.
And I said to him,
ngase ngithi kuyena,
I said, if we give ourselves to the Lord Jesus and cast ourselves at the Lord Jesus, if we cry to him out of the depths of our heart, he listens and he hears and he accepts it.
Uma silalela inkosi uJesu sinikele impilo yethu kuyena size endlala sinikele kuyena ngakho konke yena uyalalela abese sisiza.
And then he starts to work on us.
Ebese qala yena uJesu asebenze empilweni zethu.
It's not true what many say that if you just give yourself once, you're always his.
Akulona iqiniso lokuthi uma ke wayinikela kanye nje usungo wakhe njalo.
We need to day by day get there where he can reveal himself to us, that we see him with our hearts.
Kumele ukuthi usuku nosuku sibe kulokho yena azoyibonakalisa ngakho kuthina ngalokho sibone uhlobo lwenhliziyo yesinalo.
And that's why it happens that we get into difficulty.
Ingakho ke sithola sesisenkingeni.
Sometimes quite serious difficulty.
Ngesinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu uyayibona lezo inkinga.
He wants us to become quiet before him and to search ourselves whether there's anything separating us from him.
Uyena ofuna ukuba sibe kuye sizihlole sibonisise ukuthi akukho yini okusahlukanisa naye.
And this is a point that came to me last night.
Nanto yiloko iphuzu leli lifikile mina ebusuku.
If we are still on the wavelength where we think that we are the ones that are being troubled, we are wrong. It's the Lord Jesus that's being troubled.
Uma thina sibeka kule ndima ukuthi sisihluphekile sisebunzimeni, sikhuluma iphutha, iNkosi uJesu ehlupheke kakhulu.
How much don't the unbelievers say, look at the believers, they are troubled, they are having trouble and things don't go right with them.
Kukangake kukhona abantu abaningi ukuthi awubheke nje amakholwa abukeke icindezelekile abonakala ehluphekile akuhambeli nje kahle amakholwa.
The Lord Jesus is nothing because look, he doesn't look after his people.
Kusho ukuthi uJesu awu kusho ukuthi akalutho ngoba uyehluleka ukunakekela abantu bakhe.
And all that he takes because of us, he pays that price because of us.
Konke lokho ukwenzela thina lelo nani ulukhokha ngenxa yethu.
If he didn't have to give us a hiding to get us there where he prepares us for himself and for eternity, then he wouldn't have to pay this price. He could just bless us and bless us and bless us and everybody would say, hey, it's wonderful to be a Christian and it's real. But now he loses people, he loses souls. People speak bad about him. Why? Because he has to give us a hiding to get us right.
Kumele ukuba isebenzise inkalvasi yakhe ukuba siqondise asibeke endaweni elungile ngoba uma bekungavele konke kuhambe kahle nje siyavuka nje kuhle nje siyavuka nje kunjena nje akubanga njalo kuyena. Uyadinga ukuthi alisebenzise uswazi lwakhe ukuze siqonde sifune intando yakhe.
And you who are here maybe for the first time, maybe you came here out of circumstances of poverty.
Mhlambe wena itholula ekhaya, mhlambe uze ngezathu eziningi, mhlambe uze ngoba mpofu ngendlela eziningi ezahlukeneyo.
Then you think, well, these people have much.
Mhlambe ucabanga ukuthi hayi labantu banakho konke.
I want to tell you that you sit here today, you have got something which maybe you don't even realize.
Mhlambe ngicanda ukuthi ngikutshele ukuthi njengoba uhlezi lapha nje unento, mhlambe lento wena uyiqondi.
You have got the Lord through the word and through everything you see here and through what you hear offering you heavenly life.
Unenkosi ngezinto zonke onikezwa zona nangezinto zonke ophakelwa zona lana konke lokho kusilungiselela impilo yaphakade yasezulwini.
Don't look at the wealth or at the aeroplanes or at those things. Look at the heavenly life. This life is passed in no time, but eternity is forever.
Ungaboki nje lezo zinto ubone ngakukhona ibusiso ngapha nengapha langapha. Buka ezulwini, ubaba osezulwini kukhona sibekele khona.
God wants to give that eternal life to you.
Unkulunkulu ufuna ukukunikeza lokho okuphila okuphakade.
He is offering it to you.
Uyakunikeza.
It will cost him a great price.
Kubiza inani elikhulu ukuthola.
Because often you will be a trouble to him. He'll have to give your hiding here and give your hiding there, and through that his name suffers.
Ngoba kaningi uzoba uhlupho elokho ekuqwaqwade kubuyisa ngapha nangapha ngaleyo ndlela ngezenzo ozenzayo igama lakhe bese lihudulele ngaphansi.
Therefore you and all of us should every day aim not to give him trouble, because then we also, he won't have to give us the hiding all the time.
Ngakho-ke thina kumele ukuba uJesu simhluphe, ngoba uma simhlupha kusobala ukuthi sizoyithola inkalvaso njalo njalo.
He has good plans.
Unamasu amahle.
But we must give ourselves to him and throw ourselves to him if it's necessary. And he listens, he hears it. He says, those that call upon me will be saved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Siyabonga kakhulu ngalokho asitshele kona. Sibonge kakhulu. Could you just sit down here? Is there somebody else who would like to say something? Or is it just Uncle Martin? Is there somebody else who'd like to say?
Babebuza nje ukuthi khona nomnye othanda ukusho okuthile noma mhlambe bekubaba Uncle Martin kuphela.
When I heard Uncle Martin, I just thought of the verse that was for a long time my precious verse from the Bible.
Uba Martin ekhuluma ngase ngikhumbula izwi njalo elispecial elisebhayibhelini kimina.
And it is in Revelation when he speaks to Laodicea.
Ukhuluma ngalo encwadini ya esambulo lapho ekhuluma khona ngebandla lase Laodicea.
The Lord by himself.
UNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe.
There he said, the ones I love.
Uthi ngelinye ilanga.
Was ist züchtigen? Diejenigen, die ich liebe, die strafe und züchtige ich. So sei nun fleißig und tue Buße.
Uthi glaube engibathandayo ngiyabashaya. Kulaba abathandayo uyabapanisha ubanika uswazi ukuze baqonde.
I would just like to add something to that. You know, we are terribly privileged.
Thanda ukunezelela ukuthi thina sinenhlanhla enkulu.
There are people in this world, some of them fast 3 weeks.
Kukhona abantu abaningi lomhlaba abanye bazela mhlambe kuze kuphele amasonto amathathu.
I met one man one day. He didn't tell me in the beginning, and I said something about the Lord. And later on he told me, you know, I've got the answer now. I've been fasting for 3 weeks.
What how? Mangi sengiyitholile impendulo. Uyaqonda ukuthi sengizile amasonto amathathu ngingadli.
We've got the privilege that we can bring out our sins and God brings his spirit into us.
Thina sinalenhlanhla yokuba sivume siveze izono zakhe. Yena ngaleyo ndlela usilethela umoya ongcwele ukuba akhulume nathi.
And when the spirit lives in us, then he reveals this perfect love of the Lord and the everything that the Lord is and wants to be for us, and how we can rely on him.
And
it's very often the small sins. The big sins ride on the small sins. The big demon rides on the small one.
Izono enkulu zihlala phezu kwalezi enkulu, namadimoni amakhulu ahlala phezu kwalamadimoni amancane.
You don't take it serious with some habit you have got to really believe and to get to see that Jesus has carried it and there is a strength in him and through the prayer of the brethren that you can get free and should be free of that.
Lokho kubona enjwayizini yempilo yansuku zonke ukuthi uphila kanjani kanti uhlezi uthwele esikhundleni sokuthi ulethe imthwalo yakho abazalwane bengakwazi ukuthi bathandaze nawe ukuze ukhululeke.
Then suddenly you find a
big demon of anger in your heart.
And it got
through in through this little habit, this small demon.
I once saw
an interesting video.
It
was somewhere in Central Africa.
There
were some young men running with their sticks, not fast, just at a pace where they don't get too tired. They were
hunting. And in the
bush towards which they were running, there were all sorts of animals. There were wild pigs there, and there were
monkeys. And
when they came nearer, these animals heard the footmarks of the young hunters.
Lama besondela lezi nyamazana zeze ukuthi kwangathi khona abaseduze abazingeli
la. And it was all filmed, and suddenly they picked up their ears.
Bekukwi video ke masinyane. And
they all started running.
And
the wild pigs, they, you know, their legs are not too long. They were one of the first that started running, and they came past the monkeys.
And you
know, these blue apes, they're not too big, but they get quite big.
We are born a lazy in Gulubele Zingati Tanuba Shazanyana as in Kuluka in Kawalizi Tanuba Shazanyana as in Kuluka Kul.
And one of them, an adult one, jumped onto a pig and rode on his back.
As a good thing here, so Yakumela a Inkawin. I say Inkawi rode out now in Gulubele.
Teach him,
Ngulube.
And then a half pig one jumped behind that, then there were two on that pig.
And the
poor old pig, its legs are a bit short, it can't climb in the trees like the monkey. It ran and it carried these two monkeys with it.
Manje nansi ingulube lena ayikwazi yona ukugibela emthini, ithwele umthwalo manje walezi inkabe egibele kuyona.
They were riding. And that is what the sin does. It rides on those small habits, on those things that we think we can't get rid of.
The strength is
there. It takes our dedication and our determination not to let the Lord Jesus suffer. And to pay, not to pay such a high
price. Manje kwenzeka kwalokho kuthatha ukuyimisela kwethu nokuyinikela kwethu enkosini uJesu kuphelele ngoba sesigitshelwe lezi zinto.
Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu. Is there somebody else who would like to say something?
Thank you.
Even if you're still a youngster, teenager, you can come and share with others.
Noma ngabe umuntu omusha ungeze.
Come here. Kubeke uzela. Khuluma ke.
Bazalwane bengingazi ukuthi kuzoba usuku njengalolu.
Well, brethren, I didn't know that we would have a day like this.
Ekseni bengifunda isichaza mazwi. Sesizulu nesingisi se Oxford.
Now this morning I looked in the dictionary. It's a Zulu English dictionary and Oxford dictionary.
Manje kwase kuthiwa udaka.
And then there was the word udaga.
Mud.
Mud, yes.
Nase ngikhumbula lapho ngibekela ubaba umfundisi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibizela kule ndawo.
And I was reminded, the word mud is udaga in isiZulu. And I was reminded of the time when I came
to Reverend Stephen, sharing with him that I felt called into the Lord's work.
Why said you got to Amanda? Uyaz gutitina la sidla udaka.
And then he said, but Mandla, do you realize that here at the mission, there's a saying in isiZulu that you say, we eat mud.
Manje kuleyo dictionary, bachaza ukuthi, kulokho kuchaza ukuthi, impilo inzima, kuyahlushekwa.
And so in that dictionary, it explains the meaning of this saying, that it's a difficult life. It's when you experiencing a lot of hardship, then in Zulu you say you eat mud.
And then
but then I could say, but you know, since I've come here to the mission, I've never experienced that. In a proverbial way, I never ate mud. I never experienced that kind of hardship.
I
eat well every day, and I've been here now for more than 30 years.
Omunye wezempilo lapho ngibona kwenye indawo.
Now, at a certain place, a person in the health services looked at me. Now, well, you know, we who are blind, we don't see how other people look at us. Now, she's a nurse there where she works.
What him work well?
And she said, Mr. Kwela, when I look at you, I can say you eat healthy food. And when I tell them my age, they're amazed.
Kafushane nje ekuseni ngatshela umakoti ukuthi makoti ngithanda ukuthi sihlangane.
This morning, I spoke to my wife. I said, my wife, you know, we need to get together with our daughter.
Okunye kwakho ebengifuna ukuthi ngixoxe ngakho yikho lokhu kokuthi selokhu ngafika kwasiza abantu angaze ngihlupheke ngaleyo ndlela.
And one of the things that I wanted to share with her and with him was this fact that since I've been here to the mission, I've never been in physical need in any way that people maybe would imagine that I would be.
Bang sola lapong shium sebenzi bakala ban bet aumanza.
Now, when I left my job that I had, the people there said, Mandla, we thought that you were more intelligent than this. But the fact that you give up such a good job, really, we just cannot understand that.
Baba kuningi engakusho kodwa.
Now, Uncle Ella, I could say much more than that, but I don't feel that this is my place to do this, but I just want to say thank you very much. But through my relationship with you and my association with you and the mission, I've experienced blessings in so many different ways. Thank you.
Thank you. Nami ngiyathanda ukubonga ngethuba engitholayo manje.
I also want to say thank you for the opportunity that I get now.
Uma ngizoba umfundisi ekhuluma ngale ndlela futhi efuna ukusibusisa njengabasha khona ukufikele enhlizweni yami.
Now, if I hear what Uncle Ella said and the way that he so much desires that we young people should be blessed, then this comes to my heart.
Already, kuningi ubaba umfundisi esingafakaza ngakho thina njengabasha esihleli laphansi ase senzele kona.
Now, we are all seated in this audience, in this congregation. We can testify of how much Uncle Ella has already done for us.
Ngokusizwa uNkulunkulu.
By the grace of God.
Ngitheke angiqungisibini ngithi cha mina ngifisa ukuzobonga kakhulu kuba umfundisi especially ngakwenzile kweyami impilo.
So I thought, well, let me scrape my courage together and come to the front just to say thank you, especially to Uncle Aldo as well for that which he did for me personally.
Ngifunde esikoleni esiphambili la eDomino.
I was able to attend a very good school. Domino Civita School.
Uyabona ubani bamfundisi wayengalalelanga wasekuqaleni mina angeke ngikwazi ukufunda khona.
If Uncle Ella had not been obedient at the beginning and from the outset, that wouldn't have happened. That school wouldn't have existed. I wouldn't have been there being able to attend such a good school.
Kumanje ngifunda ekolishi nalo futhi elenza ngendlela eyisimanga.
And right now I'm studying at the college, at our College of Education here at the Mission. And I've got such a good education, all because of his obedience.
Angithi ke siyabonga kakhulu bamfundisi singabasha. Angazi ngathini, siyabonga. Naloko sisicabangele kona njengamanje, kukhulu kabi, siyabonga.
So thank you very much, Uncle Ella. I can only say thank you that you have always had a heart for us young people, that it should go well with us. And we appreciate that.
Manje abantu abasha sithinike ngoba phela ngelokhuzana icishe ngesonto elizayo. Niyazi ukuthi kuzobekwenza angeke ngikhiphe ikati esakini kuze kodwa nje singakwazi ukusala la mhlawumbe ukuphuma abanye abadala ke sizibuke nje ukuthi khona nesingakwenza.
Now you know next weekend I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but maybe we must just put our heads together as young people and see what we can do.
Yabona singaze silule sithi hayi asiboni kusasa noma nini nje mayiphumi inkonzo.
So maybe we must just, you know, maybe if it's possible even right after the service just put our heads together. Let's not postpone it till another time. We don't know when we will get that opportunity. Maybe we should just do it now while hit the iron while it's hot.
Maya ngiyaxolisa adibusi. Kushi nda siyomcela abe khona.
And Adbusi maybe will help us with it.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Forgive me, I've been disobedient. I've felt to sit closer to the front. I'm from Makoko, but then because I have a baby, I thought no, let me not disturb. And I know that it was God who opened this opportunity. But I didn't know how to come down. So forgive me that I've had to make you call a few times. It's on my heart to just say thank you very much, Uncle Erlo, for what you want to do for the children. Oh, sorry. My heart is bubbling.
Inhliziyo iyaphuphuma, igcwele. Uyaxolisa ukuthi ahlalele lapha ngenxa yokuthi uhamba nomntwana. Manje bethenga umsusa ukuthi abe lapha ukuzala angasheshe afike la. Nokho inhliziyo yakhe igcwele kakhulu, yensuka le maqhoqo, inhliziyo yakhe igcwele kakhulu.
Uncle Ello, I want to say thank you. It's almost 40 years ago I came here.
Bamfundisi, ngithi siyabonga kakhulu. Ngibonga kakhulu. Sicishe kube eminyake ngamashumi amane ngilapha.
What you are hearing today that Uncle Ello says he wants to give, he wants to bless our children, I've experienced it from the beginning.
Lokhu bamfundisi athi ufuna ukwenza, ufuna ukuthi abusise ingane zethu, abusise thina. Lokho kade thina sakuthola kwakhona ekuqaleni nje.
When I came here, I had a little girl and I had nothing.
Lapho ngifika la nganginentombazanyana encane ngangenalutho.
Hulda was still a little girl and the twins.
Uba indodakazi yabamfundisi uHulda wayeseyintombazanyana encane kanye namawele.
I remember coming back from the auction and I had a few things and there was a little BMX bike.
Ngiyakhumbula lapho sisenza lokho kwakwe auction sathola lapho kuma auction ibhayisikile lencanyana okwakuthiwa ama BMX.
In my heart I thought, oh, how I wish I could buy this for my daughter.
Enhlizweni yami ngangilifisa ngithi awu ma bengalithenga leli bhayisikelanyana encane leli ngilithengele ngilithengele indodakazi yami.
I walked into the room where the elders were together with Uncle Elu to tell them all the things I bought got on the auction.
Ngahamba ngaya kwabadala ngabavezela ngempahla esengiyithengile engiyitholele kwi-auction.
And Uncle Erla turned around and he said, did you say there was a little bicycle there?
Uba mfundisi wayesephenduka wathi, hawu, uthe bekukhona ibhayisikelana encane lapho.
And I said, yes. He says, well, how much are we going to sell it for?
Ngase ngithi mina yebo, wayesethi ngingadayisa imali lelo bhayisikile.
And I thought in my heart, oh, well, perhaps this time it's not for me.
Ngase ngithi, hawu, mhlawumbe ngakulesi sikhathi ngeke kube into engenza kimi leyo.
And then when we spoke about the money, Uncle Elo, as I was walking out, he said, all right, take the bicycle, it's for your Simone.
Lapho sikhuluma noba umfundisi wethu ethi cha, thatha lelo bicycle lelo, nikeza indodakazi yakho uSimone.
From the beginning of this work, Uncle Elo has given. Today, you're not getting a BMX, you're going to ride in a in an airplane because of his blessings.
Sukele qaleni bamfundisi uyephana uyapha nje namhlanje akusela nalela bicycle encane BMX leyana namhlanje sekukhulunywa ngezokundiza.
Hulda and the little ones didn't have a bicycle, but he gave to my child because I had come and said, I want to live for the Lord.
Indodakazi yakhe uHulda namawela ekhona ngaleso sikhathi ayingenali ibhayisikile. Kodwa lelo bhayisikile lelo thatha unikeza mina, unikeza indodakazi yakho.
I want to say today, Uncle Elu, we love you. Thank you so much for all you've done for us, spiritually, physically, and you're still doing it even now.
Bamfundisi, sithanda ukuba sikutshele ukuthi siyakuthanda. Usenzela izinto eziningi namanje usayimisela ukuthi usikhubeke nokusenzela izinto ezingaka.
And I know, Uncle Elu, that through your blessing, even those that have gone astray will see the glory of God, because today our children can even go in an aeroplane. Thank you. Thank you.
Siyabonga bamfundisi. Ngisho laba sabayishindle labachezuka endleleni ngenxa yesibusiso esikuwe. Bayo sayobona ukuthi impela sisitholaphi sisithathaphi lesi sibusiso singake sinaso.
Oh, thank you. I have no other mouth.
Anginamazi. Ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga.
Next person.
Olandelayo. Maya ngekho ke. Oh, baningi futhi.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba.
I'm one of those young men who came for help with Impagati. I arrived at the mission for the first time almost exactly now 5 years ago.
At the time
that I arrived here at the mission, I had been living in the shelters in Durban. I was homeless, living on the street. The day that I walked through the gates of this mission, I didn't even have my own toothbrush. I didn't have money to buy a toothbrush. And as I was listening to what was said, I was reminded of the story of the prodigal son. Because when the son returned home, the father asked that the best robe be put on his son and a gold ring be put on his finger. And I can see that this is true in my own life. When I was the enemy of the Lord, I had nothing. But when I gave my life to Him, He put a robe on me and a gold finger, a gold ring on my finger. And I can also testify to the fact that in the years, there isn't time to list what has been done for me while I've been here.
And
what the Lord has done for me and continues to do for me. And I can also just say thank you to Uncle Erlo. If he had not been obedient, I would not be here today.
Thank you.
Is there still somebody else here?
I thank God for this opportunity. Because it's God that made this opportunity. I was wondering, now I have something on my heart and now there's this opportunity. Was it for older people or was it for everyone? But then Uncle Elo said, even if you're a youngster. And, well, I thank God that I can now come and testify that what Uncle Elo has said is indeed the truth. Myself being the son of missionaries who felt God calling them to follow Jesus. I can say with 100% assurance that I have received God's blessing completely undeservedly from my own self because of that. In so many areas of my life, God has absolutely led and arranged everything to the smallest detail. And something that I'd also love, want to thank God for is that when I was going off track in my life, that God, by His grace, made things difficult and He could show me that things weren't going right. And I don't only consider God's blessing that what He blessed me, if we can look humanly and realize God's hand in my life. But I see God's blessing in the grace that He showed me to see when I was going off track. So that when hard times come in one's life and one realizes and one thinks, now what's happening now?
lapho izinto zingahambi kahle umuntu endleleni yakhe ubusulindele ukuthi mangabe sekonakele kanje ikuphi ke manje okuzolandela.
That is actually God's blessing.
Bese umuntu amangale bona isandla sikaNkulunkulu nesibusiso sikaNkulunkulu.
And I thank God for that, and I want to thank Uncle Elo. I want to thank my parents in their absence.
Thando ukuthi ngimbonge uNkulunkulu, ngibonge bamfundisi, ngibonge abazali bami noma bengekho la.
And above all, I want to thank God and give him the glory for that.
Ngaphambi ngaphekwa gogonke ngithanda ukuthi ngibonge uNkulunkulu ngakho konke angenzele khona.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba.
Thank you very much. This man can make you a wonderful dish of crickets. You know crickets. You can come. He knows people in the country, China.
Different countries, but America as well.
That eat those creatures, and you can eat them as well.
Utubaba lenzi zibusike kabi ingakuphekela ukudla okwehle esiphundu impela ikwenza ngalezilwanyana angazike enhlobonzelo.
Just tell them a bit about it.
Yes, Uncle. Well, eating crickets.
Inunu lezi.
But inunyana lezi ehamba kakhulu ebusuku. Angazi lwanyazene ehamba ebusuku.
The practice of eating insects is called entomophagy. And there are many nations in this world that for them it's a normal thing to eat insects. But the problem is that us who are used to eating meat and more conventional forms of protein, if one can call it that. It's something strange for us. But what we don't realize is that it's actually very healthy. They have very high sources. Well, crickets in particular have very high source. They are a very high source of iron.
But
they also have a lot of calcium. Also, the protein that they contain is very simple. So it's very easy for the body to, when you eat it, for the body to use it and break it down so it becomes usable for you. One kg of cricket meal, how they normally eat it, like a powder. Has several times more usable protein than a kg of beef. It is so good, in fact, that I think, if I'm not mistaken, some people consider it together with algae and the likes of caviar to be a superfood.
Algae
babona ngathi ukudla okuphambili kudlula nje ukudla lokho okujwayele wena.
If I wouldn't be able to convince you to eat it, you might decide to do it yourself.
Uma mina ngingeke ngikwenze ukuthi ugcine ukudlile, usungayicabangela wena ukuthi kupho ngakwenza.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Just repeat the name of the thing that you've been studying.
The cricket, the species is Achita domesticus. And it's not the cricket that you find outside here in South Africa normally. The one here is the black field cricket, which is different, but it can also be found.
Thank you very much. God bless you. All right. Is there still somebody else here?
Ngiyabonga ukuthola leli thuba. Kade ngangilifisa emhlizweni yami leli thuba engilitholayo namhlanje.
I for so long longed for such an opportunity that I'm receiving today.
Ngithanda ukuthi ngibonge kuNkulunkulu.
I want to thank God.
Ngifikela mina, that was 1991.
I came here in 1991.
Mind you, before time, ngafika ngo 19.
Can you speak English?
Yeah, I'd rather speak English. Firstly, I came here, it was 1988. I was brought here by Reverend Cassidy.
Because
I was an epileptic person. So I stayed here for a year. After that, I went home. I was an only child at home. And my mother. That year when I went home, it was 88. And when I found that she was very sick. When I took her to the doctor, I asked Dr. Reverend Kirsty so that they can help me to take her to the doctor. There they found that she's got cancer. In his in her womb. She passed away. But before she passed away, she told me this. She said, Mamsi, go back to the Lord. The only thing that I thought of is to come here. That was 89. When I was here, I would fall thrice a day. Thrice a day, I would fall because I had
epilepsy.
But the co-workers will help me, give me milk and give me everything and tell me to stay in bed. I don't know how it went away. Because in 1994 and 90, it was gone.
I don't know.
Because all I was told is just to confess my sins.
And
I knew whom I can thank. I must thank God and thank His servant for listening to Him. Because if He didn't listen, I don't know where I would be now. And what He says, that what He eats in His table, we always eat. That's the truth. And every time I always always when I see food, I said, oh Lord, oh my God, your servant have prayed, now we're having this, we're having meat, or we're having samp, or whatever we're having.
God, when Jalo mangbona, izbusisa uNkulunkulu asinika zona, ngiyengibonga uNkulunkulu ngethisi sesinakho, ngoba inceku yakho uNkulunkulu ilalelile, sesinalokhu, sesinalokhu.
May God keep you.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Siyabonga.
I thank God for this opportunity that I can stand here before you. Last year, I suffered from blood poison and I almost died. But God gave me the grace and mercy to start all over again. Then God showed me I should come here to the mission to DSS. And from the day I came here, the Lord has blessed me and showed me that He is ruling my life.
Usukela ngosuku lokuqala ngifikile lapha uNkulunkulu sengibosisile wangikhombisa futhi ukuthi nguye ophethe impilo esandleni sakhe.
But then after a few weeks things went wrong.
Kodwa ke emva kwamasonto ambalwa nje zaqala izinto zangahamba kahle.
My life wasn't right. My life wasn't the way God wanted me. Wanted it.
Impilo yami ke yaqala yangabi ilendlela uNkulunkulu afuna ngayo kwaqala izinto zangahamba kahle empilweni.
Then I gave my life to the Lord again.
Kodwa futhi ngathola ithuba lokuthi ngizibuyisele enkosini futhi.
And from that moment on the Lord blessed me until today.
Usukela ngaleso sikhathi kuze kube manje uNkulunkulu uyaqhubeka uyangibusisa kuze kube namhlanje.
As Uncle Ello spoke, we shouldn't be suffering because we are Christians.
Njengoba eshilo baba ekuqaleni ukuthi akufanele thina sibe ngabantu abahluphekayo uma singamakholwa.
God blesses richly when you serve the Lord.
UNkulunkulu uyakubusisa ngokwedlulele uma umkhonza yena.
And I want to encourage the young people.
Ngifuna ukuthi ngibhekise lokho ke kubantu abasha.
Serve the Lord.
Ikhonzeni inkosi.
Because it's worth it.
Ngoba unomvuzo umkhonza uNkulunkulu.
Thank you very much.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you. God bless.
I'm also thankful for this opportunity. And what I actually wanted to say was also what Martin has just mentioned. I would like to encourage the young people on the mission. Because what we receive here on the mission, we receive nowhere else. I have had the privilege of living on the mission my whole life. And over the last few years, God really has done a lot in my life. And I would like to serve Him and be an instrument in His hands for the rest of my life. And I want to encourage the other young people because one day our leaders will no longer be with us and then we who are left will have to carry on with the work. Those who have gone before us have set a very high standard. And I hope that by God's grace we will be able to keep that standard and carry on proclaiming the gospel. So, let us not give up and just carry on serving the Lord with all our hearts.
Ngakho-ke ngithi asingalahli ithemba, asingahlehlela emuva, masiyikhonze inkosi ngamandla ethu onke.
Thank you very much.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
I just want to read out of James. James
1,
James chapter 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
James 1, 2.
Yeah.
Ngakajakobe isahluko sesibili uqondeni njengenjabulo bazalwane okunehleleyo nezinhlupheko eziza phezukweni.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
Isahluko sokuqala ivesi lesibili, bazalwane bami, nxa nihlelwa izilingo ngezilingo anothi kungukuthokoza, kodwa nazi ukuthi ukuvivinywa kokukholwa kwenu kuveza ukukhuthazela.
And perseverance must finish its work.
Ukukhuthazela makwenze umsebenzi opheleleyo.
Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete.
Bebe ukubekezela kwenza umsebenzi opheleleyo ukuze nibe ngabapheleleyo nabangenacala abangasweli lutho.
You heard what that said, that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Niyakuzwa lokho kusho ukuthi nibe ngabantu abapheleleyo abangenacala abangasweli lutho.
God's working in us is to bring us to that place where we may be mature and that we may be complete in Him, not lacking anything.
Umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu kithi kumele kube yilowo ukuthi asibeke endaweni lasipheleleyo khona, sibe ngabantu futhi abangasweli lutho.
We've been going through quite a few problems at the moment, and in the last few years, the Lord has dealt with us, and He's still continually dealing with us. But I know that He is making us complete and He is maturing us.
Sigesa hlangana ke nekhathe ezinzima kule minyaka edlule, sabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasebenza kithi khona la afuna ukuthi sifinyelele khona, kodwa siyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi asiphelelise, asenze sibe ngabantu abapheleleyo kuyena.
Because as a baby, we are born into the world, or when you're born from above, we are babies, we grow, we become children, we become teenagers, and we become young men, and then we become fathers.
Ngoba masizelwe njengokujwayelekile, siyazi ukuthi umuntu uyazalwa la emhlabeni abe yingane, akhule abe sesigabeni esiphakathi nendawo, ekugcineni agcine umuntu esengumuntu omdala, mhlawumbe sewubaba nomama.
Nesak Martin said that He does give us hardings, He chastises us for our good.
Njobe ekadesho ubaba kwamagoso la ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma esithanda uyakwazi ukuthi asijezise, asifake endleleni, asiqondise, asinikeze uqondiso.
And so we need to persevere so that His work may be finished, and that we may be mature and complete and not lacking anything.
Ngakho ke kumele sibe ngabantu abakhuthazelayo nathi siqonde phambili ukuze sikwazi ukuthi siphelelise umsebenzi wayo inkosi bese siba ngabantu abapheleleyo kuyona.
It's wonderful that our father here, Uncle Erle, can through Christ and all that he's done in these years that we've been here as well. That God has guided him and God has blessed the mission. It's only because of God and His love for us.
Sibonga kakhulu baba umfundisi ukuthi walalela uNkulunkulu wakwazi ukuthi ahambe noNkulunkulu yonke leminyaka uNkulunkulu emsebenzisa ukuze sikwazi ukuthi nathi sikwazi ukuthola lokho ngokusetshenziswa uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu kwazile ukuthi ambusise bese nathi sibusiseke.
And the Lord works in us that we might all come to the fullness of his spirit within us.
uNkulunkulu mayisebenza usebenzele ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sigcwaliswe nguye uNkulunkulu sifike kumazini ngokupheleleyo.
And that we may be true, mature and complete and not lacking anything.
Sibe ngabantu abapheleleyo ngokupheleleyo ngokugcwaliswa ngomoya kaNkulunkulu singasweli lutho futhi.
I just like to read out of Hebrews 13 chapter 13 verse 7.
Ngifuna ukuthi ke futhi ngiye lapha ke encwadini yamaHebheri sahluko sika 13 verse lesikhombisa.
Where it says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you.
Lapho kutsho khona ukuthi bakhumbuleni ababenihola bekhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu kini.
Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
Niqonda ukuphelela kokuhamba kwabo nilingise ukukholwa kwabo.
I just look to all our fathers here, Uncle Phil included, that they have indeed spoken the word of God to us. And if we consider the outcome of the way of life, and we might imitate their faith.
Umasibona obaba bethu abadala abaphambi kwethu njengoba bamaphumulo nabanye abakhona, kumele ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi silalele izwi abalisho bese silingisa futhi ukwenza kwabo.
And then we should also come to maturity, not lacking anything.
Bese ke sikwazi ukuthi sifike ekupheleleni futhi singasweli lutho nathi.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
UJesu Kristu nguye izolo namuhla yebona phakade.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we've heard a lot. Haven't we? Now I'd like to come to the end of the service.
Sengifisa ukuthi ngize ekuphetheni kwalenkonzo.
Remember the famous atheist Voltaire, who died in 1778, wanted to do away with the Bible.
Voltaire, yena ke wafa wadlula emhlabeni ngo 1778, yena bethi uzoqeda iBhayibheli emhlabeni.
The Geneva Bible Society was using Voltaire's house and printing press to print hundreds of Bibles.
Indawo yaseGeneva okwakuyiyona esebenza ikhiqiza amaBhayibheli kwakuyindawo nendlu kaVoltaire kodwa yaphenduka sekuyindlu la kugaywa khona izincwadi zeBhayibheli kuhunyishwa iBhayibheli khona.
When Voltaire was dying in his 80s, in 1778, a priest called upon him to renounce the devil. Voltaire considered his advice, but decided not to do it. There's no time, he said, to making new enemies.
Ngesikhathi ke esedlule emhlabeni uVoltaire kuleyo mnyaka leyo adlula ngayo, kwafika umpriesti khona ensukwini zakhe zokugcina selele embhedeni, kwakhuluma umpriesti ukuthi makube khona kushoyo ikakhulukazi avume ukuthi amukele uNkulunkulu, kodwa uVoltaire wathi asekho isikhathi sokuba ngenze ezinye izinqumo ezintsha manje.
The man who said he'll work till there's no Bible left. And as he carried on, at the end, when he died, his house was a Bible house, a house full of Bibles.
Lendoda le eyathi impilo le yonke inikele ekutheni ilwe neBhayibheli, liqede iBhayibheli izothi idlule emhlabeni ungabe kungasekho nelodwa iBhayibheli elisele, kodwa uma isidlule emhlabeni indlu yayo yayisiphendukile sekuyindlu yeBhayibheli kugaywa kulona izincwadi zeBhayibheli.
So we thank God for what he can do.
Now
I'd like the choir to come and sing, and we close with it.
Asithandazeke.
Let us pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi.
Thank you, Lord.
Alikho ivangeli elifana nevangeli lakho.
There is no gospel like unto your gospel.
Siyacela ukuthi uqhubeke usebenze. Sibonga yonke imisebenzi yakho. Oyisebenzayo phakathi kwabadala nabasha.
Continue with your working, O Lord, and we thank you for everything, for all your works amongst young and old.
Uqhubeke Nkosi usebenze phakathi kwabasha nabadala. Ivangeli lakho lihambe ligijime ligcwale umhlaba wonke.
And would you continue to work, Lord Jesus, amongst both young and old, that your gospel may go forward and cover the earth.
Amen. Siyabonga.
Thank you.
Singakhohlwa ilento. Thank you. God bless you.